I feel like I'm getting robbed when I bet the finals on a sportsbook.
Dude, delete that app. You need to be using Polymarket.
Polymarket?
Polymarket is a prediction market, not a sportsbook. You trade against other fans, not the house. That means more money for you and less for greedy sportsbooks.
Even during the finals?
Especially during the finals. You can even trade on whether Trump or Chalamet will attend the games.
No way. What's the catch?
No catch. And it's available in all 50 states. Polymarket is so confident you'll never go back, they're giving you $50 free on your first trade.
I'm deleting my sportsbook app. How do I get started?
Download Polymarket now and use promo code BUZZ for $50 free for your first trade. Stop letting sportsbooks steal from you. Download Polymarket and use promo code BUZZ for $50 free on your first trade. Use promo code BUZZ.
Trading not available in all jurisdictions. Check local regulations before trading. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply.
Before we do, our survey says Una was having a go at me because we just in conversation yesterday to Una says, "Oh, we got this lovely toilet roll, should try it out." And you're just like, "What?"
No, that wasn't it. He was like, "OMG, Una, have you bought the water bill and sent a toilet roll yet? Have you? It's amazing. It smells so good. You don't have to use any candles. You just walk into the bathroom and it just hits you this beautiful smell." So he was trying to say it covers up his poop spells, but anyway. So, I just think this is what a conversation starter, A. And B, notions.
Not at all. I guarantee if you go into work or college or school today, you ask around, see how many people have watermelon scented toilet paper.
Watermelon scented bog roll. Bye. There you go.
That is 1000% notions.
It's a notions.
Like, surely scented toilet roll is like an infection, like thrush or something waiting to happen. Like, you shouldn't be messing with stuff down there. Oh, I'm squirming at the thought of it.
How can you get a yeast infection from scented toilet paper?
You don't know what can happen, you know, when you go messing with the systems.
Morning, guys. Soap here in Galway.
Hey, Sue. How are you, buddy?
First of all, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Love to hear from you.
And I think anyone that has sent a toilet roll like that, the only reason why they'd have it is if their head is up their own backside. Have a good one.
Yes. Bum, 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 bum. Where's that noise that you play? Where is that? Come on. So what did Soup say again?
Oh, sorry, no, I just blocked him.
Oh, no, Soup said that you basically had your head was up your arse. Are you going to play it or will I have to do that? No, oh, he's cross now, Soup. Yes!
At least if my head's up my own arse, it smells nice up there.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Carter.
Okay, listen to you.
I don't care. I'm having my fun.
Good. All right. Our survey says this morning, total
research has shown
we don't have time.
This was the most searched trend-related question on Google last year, 2025.
Oh wow. Okay. So, what do you reckon was the most trend search-related question on Google?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
087-1102-107. Okay. Jesus, there was so many things. What was it? Where's the best place to get watermelon sent to toilet?
Oh, stop.
Now, what's a Labubu?
No, that's a good guess.
It is a good guess. It's a great guess.
Labubus went mad last year. It's not the answer, though.
I think they're doing a Labubu movie.
Are they?
Of course they are.
They're strange looking things.
They're lovely.
Yeah.
Don't talk ill of them.
Won't talk ill of the Labubus.
They'll come and get you in your sleep. They are the boogeyman.
Well, I wonder if people were searching like older trends to kind of get back into fashion. Mm. Like, you know, the bucket challenge.
Oh, the ice bucket.
The ice bucket, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
No, it wasn't.
Ages ago.
It wasn't the ice bucket challenge.
Okay.
Okay, let's get some guesses here at 087-1102-107. Donald?
This was the most searched trend-related question on Google in 2025.
What do you reckon it was? Don't Google it, just send in your guesses on voice notes. Donald, what is the question we're asking on our survey says this morning? Because a lot of people are giving us the same answer, so I just want to see,
This was the most searched trend-related question on Google in 2025.
All right, 087-1102-107. This has got to be it.
Good morning, guys. My guess is, what is 6-7?
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand the thing. My niece always does it. Doesn't make any sense to me, but yeah. My guess is, what is 6-7? So it's Chloe from Galway.
It's
Thanks, Chloe.
Everyone in the back of the car on the way to school on the bus now waving their arms up and down.
Yeah. Una in the driving seat yesterday. 6'7".
6'7".
No, it's not the answer. That was high. That was high on the list, but it wasn't the actual highest thing searched.
That's not it.
Not it. No.
Okay,
not.
So we got to get some fresh guesses in because literally everybody has said that. Okay. 087-110-2107. The question is,
this was the most searched trend-related question on Google in 2025.
We have been inundated with guesses on 087-110-2107. Literally, as we were saying, what the answer wasn't, a plethora of guesses came in with the same guess. So the question is,
this was the most searched trend-related question on Google in 2025, last year.
Everybody's saying, 6'7". Is it 6'7"? Is it, what the hell is 6'7"? So what's 6'7"? So it's 6'7". So they see, it's not that, but this did come in.
Skibbity Riz or something like that.
Is this, what's Skibbity Riz? Skibbity Toilet and everything like that. That was huge.
What's a Skibbity Toilet?
Don't get into it right now, we don't have time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not what Skibbity is. No.
Okay.
Morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky!
First time, so happy new year.
Happy new year to you too, broski.
I'd say it has to be something to do with AI.
Ooh.
Seeing as it's Google, it's probably Gemini, is it?
Gemini, Google's little AI assistant.
Yeah, he's close in terms of it's to do with AI. Una's like, who?
What? That's your star sign, Gemini.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what came into my head.
That's the way you work.
That's the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very Taurus of you.
Very Taurus. I'm a Virgo.
Oh, wow. That explains an awful lot.
Identify as a Libra, though. Carry on.
Right. Of course you do. Identify as anything you like.
Yeah.
Today I identify as... There you go.
Yeah.
So it's not Skibbity, it's not 6'7". Is it Gemini?
No, it's close in terms of AI. The answer is where is it gone? It's basically
you can do it on Saturday. Use your
I've got lots of things written down. It's how to use AI to make a generated image of yourself.
Oh,
because everyone was making images of themselves.
Yeah, remember
like
we
cartoons.
Made toys of us?
Did we?
Yeah, the action figures.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Lego ones.
No.
Were they not Lego?
No.
No.
They were just like a little plastic doll thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a picture. You didn't actually make the doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was lovely. You're trying to take credit for that now or something. That was AI.
I said we, and then you went you, and then you went Lego. I said no. Are you trying to take credit for it? Wait for it.
Thanks for what?
Mansplaining.
Mansplaining.
There you go.
Yeah.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.